Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is titled Agentic Retrieval Augmented Reasoning Reshapes Collective Reliability Under Model Variability in Radiology Question Answering. It matters now because the authors propose combining agentic retrieval with multi-model strategies to improve reliability in high-stakes, variable model settings like radiology QA, where inconsistent answers and lack of provenance are real risks. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
Thanks, Alex. On the ground in radiology, you see a few recurring problems. Different models, or different versions of the same model, give different answers to the same clinical question. Clinicians need clear evidence or report citations to trust AI suggestions, and any system has to be auditable for legal and safety reasons. That variability creates workflow friction. Clinicians spend time double-checking or ignoring suggestions, trainees get mixed guidance, and hospitals worry about liability. So a solution that reduces inconsistency and attaches provenance to answers meets an immediate operational need.
So you're saying the practical need is consistency, traceable evidence for each answer, and less extra checking by clinicians. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
A few trends converged. First, retrieval augmented generation RAC matured. We can reliably fetch domain documents and condition reasoning on them. Second, people recognize that single model chains of thought can be brittle. Internal reasoning varies and can hallucinate. Third, there's more heterogeneity in deployed models. Different vendors, fine-tuned versions, on-prem versus cloud. So robustness requires coordinating multiple models, not only one. The agentic part means an orchestrator that decides what to retrieve, which models to query for which subtask, and how to aggregate outputs, voting, confidence weighting, or evidence alignment, rather than naive ensembling. That orchestration plus evidence-linked retrieval addresses both variability and the need for provenance, which is why researchers are exploring it now.
In plain terms, improved retrieval gives you the facts to hang answers on, and the agent layer coordinates several models so the system behaves more reliably than any single model. Mark, quick follow-up. Does that line up with what clinicians would accept in practice?
Yes, in principle. Clinicians will accept AI help if it's consistent, cites the reports or guidelines it used, and flags uncertainty. An agentic multi-model layer could give a recommended answer, plus the sources and a confidence signal, which is exactly the kind of second opinion support that reduces extra checking. The caveat is integration. Teams will need access to report corpora, logging for audits, and clear escalation paths when models disagree.
At a high level, the paper proposes an agentic retrieval augmented reasoning pipeline. Practically, that means three coordinated pieces: a retrieval layer that fetches relevant radiology reports and guidelines, multiple reasoning agents, different LLMs or model variants that use those retrieved passages to produce answers or intermediate thoughts, and an orchestration aggregation layer that decides which documents to fetch next, which models to call for which subtask, and how to combine their outputs into a single evidence-linked reply. The novelty is the agentic orchestration. It's not just one model doing RAG with a chain of thought, and it's not a naive ensemble that averages outputs. The orchestrator can steer retrieval based on intermediate results, assign models to subtasks, and aggregate via voting, confidence weighting, or evidence alignment checks to prefer answers that cite real passages. That design specifically targets model variability. When different models disagree, the system uses provenance and calibrated confidence to reshape the collective answer rather than trusting any single model.
So, in plain terms, it's a conductor that fetches the right documents, asks several models smartly, and then combines their answers while showing the evidence, not just averaging everything. Mark, what would that change day-to-day in a radiology setting?
On the ground, it changes what clinicians actually see and trust. Instead of a single suggestion with no trace, they'd get a suggested answer linked to specific report excerpts or guidelines, a confidence indicator, and a clear flag if models disagree. That reduces the need for clinicians to recheck everything, helps trainees see the source of advice, and lets teams use the system as a second opinion or triage assistant. But it also forces workflow changes. Someone has to review flag disagreements, and logs must be kept for audits.
Thanks. Jamie, can you unpack how the aggregation works? You mentioned voting and confidence weighting. How does that actually decide the final answer?
Sure. The paper experiments with multiple aggregation strategies. Simple majority voting treats each agent equally and picks the modal answer. More sophisticated methods weight agents by calibrated confidence or by how well their answers align with retrieved evidence. For example, preferring answers that cite high similarity passages. They also describe meta-evaluation steps where an evaluator model checks faithfulness. Does the answer claim match the cited text? The orchestrator can then promote an answer supported by multiple models citing the same passages, or it can surface a disagreement if models cite different documents. Importantly, the agentic loop can trigger additional retrieval when intermediate answers conflict, so it's iterative rather than one-shot ensembling.
So it tries to prefer answers that multiple models back up with the same pieces of evidence, and it can go fetch more if things don't line up. Mark, what would clinicians actually see in the interface?
They'd see an answer box, plus the top supporting excerpts or report references, a confidence score, and an explicit disagreement flag if the ensemble didn't reach consensus. For routine, high-confidence questions, it could act like an assistant, quick answer, source links, minimal review. For low-confidence or conflicting cases, the system would route the question to a radiologist with the collected evidence and a short summary of where models diverged. That saves time by focusing human effort on the hard cases.
And from a systems point of view, this module plugs in as orchestration middleware in the clinical QA stack. It sits between the document index, PAX reports, guideline DB, and the UI, calling out to multiple model endpoints or local instances, managing retrieval queries, aggregating outputs, and writing detailed logs for provenance. Engineering-wise, you need connectors to the EHR report corpus, model APIs, secure logging, and a human-in-the-loop trigger. It's modular by design, so clinics can swap in different base models or retrievers without changing the orchestration logic.
Plainly, it's middleware that talks to your document store and your LLMs, combines their answers, and hands results or disagreements to clinicians. Mark, one last quick operational angle. What shifts would teams need to accept to use this?
Teams need to agree on escalation rules, when to auto-accept versus require review, and set governance for which sources are authoritative. There's also an operational cost, more compute and slightly higher latency because you're running multiple models and extra retrieval rounds. But the trade-off is better consistency and traceability, which is the core operational win.
If we applied it in a real team, Mark, what would it look like?
A simple, high-impact scenario is a radiology QA assistant for trainees. A trainee asks a question about an image or a report line. The agentic RAG searches the local report corpus and relevant guidelines, queries a couple of models, and returns a suggested answer with the top supporting excerpts and a confidence score. The trainee sees the proposed interpretation plus the report snippets, so they learn the reasoning, and supervisors can spot-check only low-confidence cases.
So trainees get an evidence-linked second opinion that speeds learning and cuts down on needless double-checking. Mark, take us to the more advanced multi-site enterprise case.
In a multi-hospital deployment, you often have different base models, some on-prem, some cloud, some vendor-specific. The agentic layer sits above them and harmonizes answers. It runs retrieval against a harmonized corpus or federated indices, queries each local model, aggregates outputs into a collective, auditable answer, and explicitly flags disagreements. When there's no consensus, it routes the case to a specialist with the aggregated evidence. Everything gets logged for provenance and compliance.
Jamie, can you connect that advanced case to the paper mechanics? How does the agent actually coordinate these heterogeneous models and decide what to return?
The paper's orchestration is iterative and role-based. The orchestrator breaks the question into retrieval queries, assigns different models to subtasks. One model might generate candidate answers, another evaluates faithfulness, a third ranks evidence, and then it aggregates using rules like evidence alignment scoring or confidence-weighted voting. If candidates disagree or evidence alignment is weak, the agent triggers another retrieval pass focused on the disagreement and reruns the relevant agents. There's also a meta-evaluator that checks whether claims and answers are supported by cited passages. On the mechanics side, retrieval quality matters. You need a dense index of reports and guidelines with good similarity models so that agents are reasoning over the right texts. Aggregation rules determine outcomes. Majority voting is simple but brittle. Weighting by evidence overlap or calibrated confidence is more robust. The paper shows you can reduce wrongful consensus by preferring answers backed by the same high similarity passages.
That makes sense. Mark, what are the concrete operational checkpoints teams must handle? Data access, privacy, integration points, and when to trigger humans?
First, data access. You need secure connectors to the PACS EHR and report store with strict RBAC and, where required, de-identification for model queries. Privacy. Prefer on-prem retrieval and inference for PI-sensitive data or vetted synthetic pipelines for cloud models. Integration points. The orchestrator needs APIs to call each model and to pull documents from indices, plus hooks into the UI and ticketing systems to route flagged cases. Human in the loop. Define SLAs and escalation rules. E.g., if confidence threshold or evidence sources conflict, auto-route to a radiologist with the aggregated evidence and a short divergent summary.
Got it. Secure connectors, clear escalation rules, and routing when the ensemble is unsure. Jamie, any final engineering notes? Latency, logging, monitoring?
Yes. Running multiple models and extra retrieval rounds increases compute and latency. So you need strategies. Parallel calls, early exit when confidence is high, caching top retrievals, and asynchronous workflows for non-urgent queries. Logging must record which documents were retrieved, model versions, prompts, and intermediate outputs for audit and post-hoc analysis. Monitoring should track disagreement rates, calibration drift, and retrieval hit quality. These metrics tell you when to refresh the corpus or recalibrate confidence weights.
To summarize, simple deployments give trainees fast, evidence-backed answers. Enterprise deployments harmonize across models and flag conflicts for humans, but require secure data access, careful routing, and engineering trade-offs around latency and logging. Thanks. That paints a clear operational picture.
The paper is clear about several technical prerequisites and limitations. First, it depends on a high-quality, domain-specific retrieval corpus. Indexed radiology reports, structured guidelines, and good similarity models, because the agents reason over retrieved passages. Second, it assumes model availability and some degree of independence across model errors. If all models share the same failure modes, the aggregation won't help. Third, agentic multi-model runs are more expensive and add latency. Iterative retrieval, multiple model calls, and meta-evaluation steps compound cost and response time. Fourth, there are risks. Hallucination can propagate across agents if retrieval is poor, and naive aggregation can produce overconfident but unfaithful consensus. Methodologically, the authors point out constraints. Current faithfulness metrics are imperfect, confidence calibration is brittle, and experiments are on relatively controlled radiology QA corpora. For future work, they suggest better faithfulness evidence alignment metrics, improved calibration methods, broader and more diverse clinical datasets, and explicit human AI correction loops so humans can correct aggregated outputs and that feedback can retrain or recalibrate the system.
So, in everyday terms, you need a clean, well-indexed library of reports and guidelines, reliable access to different model versions, and teams should expect higher compute bills and slower answers. There's also the danger of the system confidently agreeing on the wrong thing if the underlying documents or confidence signals are bad. Mark, from the operational side, what do teams have to set up to handle those risks?
You have to treat this like a clinical software rollout. Governance. Define which sources are authoritative and who signs off on them. Auditability. Full logs of which documents were retrieved, model versions, prompts, and the aggregation decision path. Keep retention policies for compliance. UX. Show clinicians the evidence snippets and a clear disagreement flag so they understand when to trust or escalate. Staffing. Designate a small on-call group of radiologists or senior reviewers to handle disagreement queues. Set SLAs for review times. Operational controls. Set thresholds for auto-accept versus require review. Use role-based access control for sensitive data, and decide whether inference runs on-prem or in a vetted cloud. Finally, start with a phased rollout. Pilot in non-critical workflows, measure disagreement rates and calibration, then expand.
To add technical mitigations, the paper and common engineering patterns recommend several moves. Improve retrieval quality with better embeddings and domain-specific re-rankers. Validate retrieved passages with a faithfulness checker before feeding them to reasoning agents. Use calibrated confidence estimators and meta-evaluators to avoid overconfident aggregation, and apply selective querying or early exit policies so you don't always run every model. For future research, the authors want better faithfulness metrics, more real-world clinical datasets including edge cases, methods for continual calibration as models drift, and human-in-the-loop correction mechanisms that feed labels back to recalibrate aggregators.
Plainly, invest in a strong retrieval pipeline. Add checks that the cited evidence actually supports the answer. Avoid always running every model to save cost, and plan to collect feedback so the system gets better. Mark, last operational question. How do teams balance the extra cost and latency against the trust gains this delivers?
It's a trade-off you manage gradually. Start with low-risk, high-value scenarios. Education for trainees, administrative QA, where latency is acceptable and errors are low impact. Use caching, parallel calls, and early exit to reduce cost where possible. If you need production clinical decision support, budget for on-prem inference or vetted cloud SLAs and accept higher costs for greater trust. Track metrics, disagreement rate, time to resolution, and clinician override frequency. Those tell you whether the trust payoff is real. Finally, plan staffing and governance up front. The cheaper route cuts reviewers and risks trust. The more expensive route invests in reviewers, logging, and stricter sourcing. And that's what wins clinical adoption.
The paper reports experiments on curated radiology QA corpora and uses classic QA metrics, exact match EM and F1, plus measures of faithfulness or evidence alignment and cost latency trade-offs. Compared to baselines like single model chain of thought RAG and naive ensembles, the agentic orchestration produced modest but meaningful gains overall, higher EM F1 and better evidence alignment. Importantly, the biggest wins showed up in disagreement-heavy and rare question subsets, cases where models diverge, because the orchestrator can prefer answers that multiple agents back with the same retrieved passages. The authors also report higher computational cost and increased latency from iterative retrieval and multi-model calls, and they stress the experiments are in controlled radiology QA settings, so results may be optimistic relative to messy production data.
Put simply, the system gave more accurate, better sourced answers on the test sets, especially when models disagreed, but it costs more to run and the tests were fairly controlled. Mark, in real deployments, what performance drops or frictions should teams expect?
Expect the performance to degrade a bit in production. Real-world reports are noisier, indexes are less clean, and you'll see fewer dramatic gains than in curated benchmarks. Retrieval noise and domain shift dilute evidence alignment, disagreement rates can be higher, and the extra compute and latency will show up in budgets and UX. Practically, you should plan for pilot phases, tighten retrieval quality, and accept that human reviewers will still handle a steady stream of conflicted cases at first.
To add a quick technical caveat, many experiments simulated model heterogeneity by using different checkpoints or prompting styles. True production heterogeneity, different vendors, fine tunes, or custom in-house models can introduce correlated failure modes the paper's aggregation may not fully correct. The authors note a need for broader datasets and better faithfulness metrics before we treat these gains as universal.
So who benefits most? Large hospital systems and multi-site networks that already have structured report archives and the engineering capacity to run hybrid on-prem cloud setups. Also, teams that need audit trails and regulatory-grade provenance. The approach pays off when you can afford the compute and commit to governance, logging, and reviewer workflows. Small clinics with limited IT resources will find the cost and integration overhead harder to justify.
One sentence takeaway. The paper shows a practical path to more reliable, evidence-backed radiology QA by orchestrating retrieval in multiple models, trading higher cost and latency for improved consistency and provenance. To finish, a quick reminder. The English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nbilotti.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArXiv LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.